Hello, grateful people. Welcome to the first official episode of the Inner Self podcast. As you all know, this podcast is here to take you on a profound journey of healing, self-discovery, and empowerment. And I am so excited to embark on this journey with you. Yes, I am. So in this episode, we will talk about healing the inner child. Inner child healing is an essential step to overcoming traumas and healing the mind, body, and soul's connections. And it is a fundamental component. That is why we're starting with this topic. So before we go any further, I just want to let you know, you listening to this podcast have an inner child inside of you. I myself have an inner child inside of me. Our parents have their own inner child, and everyone else in this world has an inner child inside of them. So to bring this into context, your inner child is just a part of your subconscious that has been picking up messages way before it could fully process what was going on in this world. Your inner child holds emotions, memories, and beliefs from the past, as well as dreams and hopes for the future. It is a psychological reality and shouldn't be taken lightly if you want to heal and rediscover yourself, and for you to live life to the fullest, you must acknowledge that you have an inner child inside of you. Because as you know, as a child growing up, we were very, very vulnerable and fragile. We could got hurt very easily. It could be from our parents on moments when they were having bad days. It could be from our siblings, you know, or cousins whom we share joking relationship with. It could be from our neighbors, friends, school teachers, or even random strangers. Like a certain look or maybe words or actions from them could make us very unhappy or present certain wounds in us. Well, not just physical wounds, but you know, emotional wounds in our minds and hearts. You know, as a child growing up, we have a lot of feelings, but it was difficult to express ourselves. We could try and try and try. Sometimes even if we can find the words, you know, the adults around us can understand all of them. Some won't listen, and some won't even allow us to talk. We could be punished for a mistake that we have done as a child, and could present certain wounds in us. We could also experience, you know, traumas in the form of like divorce of our parents, or maybe bed of loved ones, or maybe sexual abuse, physical abuse in any forms, in our household, in the neighborhood, or even at school. And this could present a wound inside of us, making us becoming adults that can experience, you know, either of the following. Like for example, fear of abandonment. We have individuals in the world that, you know, have this fear of abandonment, always having the fear that people in our life are going to leave us alone, and we would prefer to be alone than to, you know, socialize, make friends. Because at the end of the day, it won't make sense, because you know, when you have this fear, you just always saying like, at the end of the day, they're just going to leave us, so it's better to be alone than to make friends and get hurt at the end of the day. It's real, it's happening. I myself, at some point, I have been having fear of, you know, abandonment. But it's a journey, and it's a healing process that has been going on, and I'm so glad that we're doing this now together. And also, secondly, we have individuals that normally have inappropriate guilt, like always feeling guilty for things that are not in their control. Things can happen, and they say like, "Oh, I could have done something," or maybe, "Why is it happening?" Like always having that guilt, even though they are not responsible. Thirdly, we have individuals that have trust issues. Like maybe as a child growing up, they were, you know, always cheated on, lied on by people whom they love, and they would become adults that won't trust people easily. And fourthly, we have individuals that, you know, are always having fear of setting boundaries, I myself have to you have been going through this, honestly, like having fear of setting boundaries and always pleasing people, but getting over it. And fifthly, we have individuals that, you know, always get angry very easily and can manage their anger and emotions. It might be from their childhood as well. And lastly, we have individuals that have trouble letting go of things, always ruminating over conversations that is already passed. You know, maybe if things happens, like bad things, they always, you know, replaying that incident in their mind. Maybe they, you know, it could be from their childhood. So all of this, and we have neglected the child within us for a long time, and I think it's time to come back home to him or her and comfort, love, and, you know, care for him. We could always go back to ourselves and take good care of our inner child. I myself have done this, and even though I've received so much love and care from my parents, but, you know, all parents are not perfect, and mine too. So maybe they were not in control of everything about my childhood, because I have other siblings, and then they have to take care of them and myself, my other siblings, and they have to take care of themselves. So at some point I was exposed, but healing the inner child inside of me has tremendously helped me. And I think you listening to this should try to heal your inner child, to go back to him and or her, sorry, for real. So here are some of the practices that I have been doing, and it has tremendously helped me, and I will recommend. First of all, you just have to recognize and accept that you have an inner child inside of you. That is one of the thing that you have to do. And two, you can also practice meditation time to time, if you can have a comfortable place where, you know, it's quiet and comfortable, where you won't be disrupted. You can just try it out, you know, be there, invite your inner child to join you, and then, you know, focus on your breathing, and then show more compassion, like, and picture yourself as, you know, maybe a 5-year-old, and just bring back every memories and try to comfort your inner child. You can always engage also in conversation with your inner child, because God has made it practically impossible to go back to the past, but with our minds and our emotions, we can always, you know, revisit our inner child and engage with him or her in a conversation. Like, you know, always talking to your inner self. You know, some people might think that, you know, you're going crazy, but you can do it. Because to take good care of ourselves, we must take good care of our inner child as well. So engage in a conversation, maybe saying, oh my dear inner child, I know you have been hurt, I know you have gone through so many sufferings, but we have grown now, you know, we can defend ourselves. No one is going to, you know, manipulate us or do things that they have been doing. So now we are grown and we can defend ourselves, we can stand for ourselves, you know, just engaging in those conversations. I find it very, very helpful and healthy. Also, if you would like to write a letter to your inner self, you know, once every month or maybe once every week, you know, just revisit your inner child, write a letter, and, you know, pour out every memories, every emotions that comes into words or in papers. It helps a lot. And you can also practice reparenting, like acting like, because now we are grown, so reparenting yourself is important, like reparenting your inner child. So you can always you know, act like the parent of your inner child, buying things for her or him, and then taking your inner child out, doing things that, you know, make him or her very, very that will make your inner child feel very loved. And yeah, all of those. You can also share delights, also do things that makes your inner child very happy, like for example taking pictures of sunset, singing your childhood songs, painting, or maybe talking to your childhood friends about, you know, the memories of the keeping diaries. It helps a lot. And lastly, it is important to always, you know, check in daily with your inner child's needs. There are some things that you would have loved to have as a child. Maybe that, I don't know, you know your inner child. So you can always go back. The other day I was just, you know, outside singing a childhood song and people were laughing, but I was doing it for my inner child. So sometimes you just have to do it and it will make you feel good. So yeah, those are the practices that I've been doing and it has been helping me. So to highlight on them one more, it's like you have to recognize and accept that you have an inner child inside of you. You can also practice meditations, engaging in conversations with your inner child, writing a letter to him or her, practicing reparenting, because now we're grown, so we can reparent our inner child. Why not? And then sharing delights, always checking in daily with your inner child's needs. It helps. And I would really recommend this. So yeah, this is bring us to the end of the episode. I hope you will learn one or two things, and please follow me on wherever the platform that you are listening to this to get notification whenever an episode is released. And I'm also available on Instagram. You can always follow me there because I'm going to be sharing some insightful thoughts and, you know, tips and hacks about healing. And yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you will take care of your inner child, because your inner child deserves that. I don't know, but for me, my inner child is it's so proud of me. And I know yours will be as well. So yeah, take care of him. I'll see you around. Bye.